Good morning. My name is John Scott Springwater. I was quite moved by the children's talk here and Reverend asking, well, what do you know of heaven? And I know this much about heaven before we get into this, that heaven and hell aren't places of reward and punishment. God doesn't charge anyone with anything, nor credit anyone on the other side, credit anyone with good. Because if we were credited with good, we turn into something self-serving. And God doesn't charge us with anything. God doesn't credit us with anything good. So the purpose is love. It's to form personal relationships of love. And the distinguishing point of Christianity is that our oneness, our salvation is in relationships of love. It's not identifying as the one. It's not a oneness of identification. It's a oneness, an identity formed in relationship. As we talk in the observing spirit about not identifying with what we're observing, we're not identifying with mental states because we're not identifying as the source of the mental state. God is the one source. If I identify as the source, that, you know, that's the feeling of autonomy. We all have this sense of autonomy, this likeness of God. We necessary autonomy to enable relationships of give and take, love, giving, sharing. This likeness of God, this sense of doing it as of myself, this feeling that everything comes from myself, can lead us to the back to God, to a relationship of love with God. Because when we talk about regeneration, we're talking about uniting with God in love. But this likeness of God, this feeling of autonomy, can also, it's the same thing as in the garden story where the serpent says, you shall be like gods in your own eyes. You know, God knows you will not surely die on this day if you eat of this fruit. This is the sense of being God, the sense of autonomy that I am actually autonomous. That kind of separates from God to be God. So this observing spirit of non-identification is to get released from the spirit that wants to make everything from myself and about myself, my self-interest, everything about the me and mine. That's the contrast of heaven and hell. Heaven is the selfless love, uniting with God, getting identity from relationship with God, rather than an assumed identity from identifying everything in terms of me and mine, as from my own self. And that's what locks us at that, whether we call it heaven or hell or a lower level of being, we get locked there by our identifications. So to become released, this is that non-objective awareness at an interior level, to get some space between what is going on? Am I going from this self-interested spirit, the me and the mine? We all have this spirit that's of self-interest with us, formed from engaging in the world. You know, we have to, you know, self-interest is the highest good in some parts, some attitudes of the world, you know, national self-interest, personal self-interest. But in the Christian idea, self-interest is this lower level of being in which we get locked into. And the release is not identifying as the source of the me, watching it without identifying it, observing it. Swedenborg talks about this too in a quote. You know, this, we all know from teaching that we are vessels filled by inspiration, but the spirit that identifies everything as mine does not want to believe this. And we think this is me, and so we try to regenerate this me and bring this me and mine into heaven instead of realizing that it's not the true self. It's an identified self. When Jesus said, I will make all things new by putting off the old self and then putting on the new self. He didn't say, you will put it off. He didn't say, we'll change this old self into a new self. He says, it will be put off. And that's, to be released from that is not identifying as that self so that we can be, because that self isn't going to be raised into heaven. It has its pleasures in the world. It's of the world. You know, nothing says, be in the world, but not of the world. The spirit that is of the world, that's its being. That's its pleasure. It has no interest in the selfless love. So to be released and lifted out of it is to acknowledge that, no, this is not for me. It's all from God. And that's basically another idea of the tree of life. The acknowledgement that all goodness is from God and nothing from myself, while the what gets us locked in is believing it's all from myself. I think I want to say one more thing, because when another indication that we can experience how peace and trust mutually feed one another, and that is actually a release as well. It's not being formed in an image of the world. Whereas impatience and upset anxiety forms us into an image of the world because we're upset about things that are happening in our spirit. When Jesus entered a room, the presence of God, I always recall in the gospel stories, Jesus would enter a room and he'd come among the groups of people. The first thing he would say would be, "Peace be unto you." So the presence of God brings peace. And it's when we turn away is when we don't have peace.